I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Can American advisors really make a difference in Iraq? Also, our reporting on the VA hospital scandal getting almost immediate results in Congress and a new allegation about possible criminal wrongdoing from the whistleblower at the center of it all. Let's get started. Now, Iraq, 90 American military advisors arriving there today, joining about 40 already on the ground. They'll be working with an Iraqi army widely viewed as ineffective, fighting a Sunni extremist enemy that a new estimate says is growing, and in support of a central government that needs to unify, but so far has not. After meeting with top Iraqi leaders, Secretary of State John Kerry was cautiously optimistic. He spoke exclusively with CNN's Jim Sciutto.
Words are cheap. I fully, you know, I'm not taking anything I hear to the bank and saying, wow, it's going to be solved. But I'm hearing things that indicate to me that if they follow through on the things they're saying, there's a capacity to have a new government that could be a unity government, that could reflect a greater capacity for success.
A lot to talk about with Nick Robertson tonight, who's in Baghdad, Barbara Starr at the Pentagon, and David Sedney, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Central Asia. Barbara, let me start with you. The 90 military advisors, the additional ones who are now on the ground, you've been talking to Pentagon officials. What more do we know about exactly their mission, what they're going to be doing and where?
90 came today, about a total of 130 now, Anderson. They will start off in Baghdad and stay in that area because the big concern right now is, could Baghdad fall to ISIS? Unlikely at the moment, but that's what they want to figure out. The word we hear, assess. They are there to assess the situation, assess how the Iraqi forces are doing, assess the ISIS threat. But their reports may not come for another 2 or 3 weeks, and that could be very late in all of this, because the latest estimate is ISIS now has about 10,000 fighters between Syria and Iraq, about 3,000 of them already possibly inside Iraq, and foreign fighters joining to boot.
Anderson? Barbara, earlier today there were reports that the U.S. had launched drone strikes in Iraq. Is that confirmed? What are you learning about that?
Very quick, the Pentagon and the White House were to deny that, say that there was no U.S. airstrikes inside of Iraq or on the Syrian border. What we all think they were what happened was Syria launched jet airstrikes against ISIS targets inside of Iraq, leading to a lot of concern, a lot of confusion, and just once again underscoring that that border has virtually disappeared.
And Nick, Iraqi officials were today claiming that they'd made some gains against ISIS. Do we know if that's accurate?
We don't, Anderson. Once again, just when the Iraqi government is really feeling the heat of international opinion, voicing that the Iraqi army is collapsing, morale's collapsing, a quarter of its forces left the battlefield, they're really pushing back. Today, the spokesman of the army saying that they were trying to retake the oil refinery in Beji, this biggest oil refinery in Iraq, that they were well on the way to doing that. State TV tonight has put out pictures of what appear to be helicopters, government helicopters landing there. The government also saying that they've taken back control of two key border crossings, one into Syria and one into Jordan. Again, no way for us to independently confirm that. Also, interestingly today, we're seeing a lot more helicopter activity, helicopters that are similar to those normally used at the U.S. Embassy here in the vicinity of the embassy. And tonight, helicopters taking off again from the vicinity of the U.S. Embassy, deploying flares as they were taking off. That increased activity, not clear if it's linked to those new 90 military advisors who've arrived in country. But we haven't seen this up until now, Anderson.